So, hey, what do we got fishing-wise? It was a big three-day weekend. There was a lot of boats on the water, you know, and that kind of changes things, makes the fish, in my opinion, dive down deep to get away from all the activity. But, hey, some fish, some folks caught fish.
Folks caught fish. It was a great weekend weather-wise. The lake is in 557. It's in beautiful condition. It's fairly clear. I mean, this is a really June 1st. It's absolutely beautiful. Hey, it's time to get out and set your jugs for catfish, your trout lines, catfish. Take those grandbabies for bluegill. It's time. It's time of year. Catch the bluegill. Keep the slabs. Use the small ones for your trout lines and your jugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year for all that good stuff. And then on top of that, we're still getting a good striper and hybrid bite. Up until yesterday, people getting limits. So it's still going on, and they're not overly deep yet. They're not overly... It settled down from the weekend, you know, with the big crowd and stuff. And there was some people fishing over the weekend, and those people that fish caught fish. A lot of them just came out just to relax and then barbecue and enjoy a nice long weekend.
Yeah, that's what I did. I had a great, you know, I spent time down there, and it was great. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, now we've got this little break before, you know, the 4th of July, I guess, is the next major holiday on the lake, you know. But the lake level is really good, and but the fish right now, I mean, you know, you nailed it. The jug fishing, that's fantastic. And there are some whopper cats on North Fork.
There is. I wish I would have had the guy pull it out of his live well and show it to him. But he said it was 35 pounds. He was holding it up at his chest, and the tail was touching the ground. It was a monster.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was on a jug.
Yeah.
That was on jugging on that. So it's that time of year, and people use everything from hot dogs to shrimp to live bait to, like we just talked, bluegill. So it's time to get out there and do that kind of stuff. And then the crappie are still biting.
Yeah.
The crappie are still going good.
Well, my next trip, I mean, it's that time of year, and people can laugh and say whatever they want, but I have a blast. You know, we're going to go down and we're going to start nailing some big old chubby, you know, lake bluegill. Those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you, people think I'm crazy, but I've literally... filled my live well with pound and a half, 2 pound bluegill.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, they are as good as eating as anything. If you're going to fry fish, grill fish, they're excellent. And the little fighters, pound for pound, they're awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a cricket, you could use a little red worm. And they're fun to catch. And you can, if you got any grandkids or kids, take them down there and put a bobber on there and let them have a blast. It's that time of year.
Absolutely.
Overall, the fishing is really good. We haven't seen our lake look this good in a beginning of June in a long time.
Yeah, it's I love it. It's perfect. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about the fishing, or they want to, you know, maybe get away and want to know more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures, see what's going on. And, of course, as always, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. Gary Ferracci with the Bayou Resort.